Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everybody. Good morning. This is Pastor Dinah Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And it's so good to be in your home. It's so good to be in your place of business or wherever, your car, your truck, wherever life may carry you. You know what? March is half the way over. Can you believe the month of March is halfway gone? I tell you, you better hold on to your hat because this year is passing swiftly. And God is holding our hand as we journey on. And I'm so thankful. I'm grateful. You know, He hasn't forsaken us. He hasn't forsaken you. He's right there with you. He's right there hearing your cries. He's hearing your pleas. He's hearing your prayers. He's hearing your concerns. He even hears your thoughts. He knows your thoughts. Yeah. And He knows when you're troubled. He knows when you're worried. He knows when you feel heaviness. When you feel like, oh, Lord, what next? What's going to be happening next? How am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to pay this rent? How am I going to pay this mortgage? How am I going to pay this car note? How am I going to have enough gas? How am I going to be able to get the kids to school? How am I going to be able? What about work? What about that doctor's appointment I got to go on? What about who's going to take me? I only got this much gas. I only got this much money left. I don't have any more. You know He knows your prayers. He knows your concerns. He knows your issues. When you say, Lord, what next? After the end of that what next question mark, you put the next sentence say, but I trust you. Lord, but I trust you. I may not see things with my eyes right now, but God, I trust you. I trust you through this pain that I feel in my body. This is a new pain. I didn't feel this before. This is a new situation I'm dealing with. But God, I trust you. Yeah. He will allow things to come up on us to happen that we got to deal with. But we trust Him. We lean on Him. The scripture says, in all of your ways, not just some of your ways, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Say, well, okay, God, we in this. Please help me with this. In all of your ways, not just the big things. What about the little things? What about the day-to-day things? What about not having enough to go to the grocery store and get what you need? What about the daily things? His word says, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And He'll direct your path. That's not just part of situations or, Lord, I'm just dealing with this. Or, Lord, I know you don't have to deal with this. Back in the Bible days, it was this going on. This is 2025. The Bible says, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And He'll direct your path. Hold your head up. Trust and believe He knows. He already knows. Trust and believe He's got you. And he's not going to let you go. That's when our faith has to stand. That's when our faith grows as we trust him every time, the more and the more our faith grows. Yeah. Before we go further, I just want to ask God's blessing on this recording. I just want to ask his blessing on you and your family. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. Lord, we don't take it lightly. We ask you to just bless every listener of your word, every listener and doer. Lord, I pray that you would bless each and every one. Help them to grow stronger. Let their faith get better and stronger and stronger and stronger. And then help them to be a blessing to others. Use them, Lord, to be a channel of connection. Help them to see ways that they can help somebody. Help them to see ways that they can bring joy to somebody. And Lord, I pray that you would bless those in hospitals, that you would bring healing and wholeness to them. And Lord, especially put your arms around those who've lost loved ones, whose loved ones have passed on. I pray that you would comfort their hearts. Let them know that you are there and that you love them and that you will carry them through the difficult times. Lord, I just pray that you would bless the needs of your people, that you would meet those needs and help them to have the heart and the mind to want to do for somebody else. Lord, I just pray that you would bless this nation and bless your people all over this great world. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for his great blessing to bless us to be able to come over the airwaves and to talk to you about the great God that we serve. Hallelujah. And then he don't just have us serving him, but he has us in a relationship. Come on, somebody. He has us in a relationship with him. And when you're in a relationship with somebody, that's the closest you can get to them. And so he hears your thoughts. He hears your heartbeat. He hears your concern. He hears and feels your excitement. He hears and feels your joy. You know, there's a scripture that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Wonder what that feels like. Do we know really what that is? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Yeah. He carries you. When you think that you've reached the end, or you just don't know how to deal with situations, or you just get tired. You ever get tired of stress? That scripture says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We have a word for you today. Our scripture today, it comes from the book of John. It's still in that. You remember when we was talking about Jesus praying? Jesus prayed for all kind of situations. He prays for himself. Jesus prayed for his disciples. Jesus prayed for future believers. Jesus, that's us. Yeah, he prayed for us. He prayed for us. Prayed for himself. Yeah. Well, our scripture is going to come from the book of St. John. Our scripture is St. John, the 17th chapter, verse 3. 17th chapter, verse 3. And I want to say hello to Sister Patricia, those down in DeSoto. I want to say hello. God bless you. I want to say hello to those in Farmington. I want to say hello to those in DeSoto, Festus, Crystal, every single Herculaneum, Arnold, all over. Everywhere this message is broadcast. Hello. And God bless. It's exciting thank God every day. Every day I'm very grateful for the opportunity that he provides for us. And you know what? We just getting started. When you face difficulty, you don't give up. You don't throw in the towel. You know what you say? Okay, Lord, we just getting started. It's time for faith to stand up. It's time for us to walk on faith. It's walking by faith and not by sight. It's time to get moving. Okay, Lord, here we go. Let's go. All right. I tell you, God is doing a great work in us. And he's excited to show you this, and he's looking forward to showing you that. You know how you are when you was teaching your kids or whatever, you was teaching, I assume whoever has kids, how you want them to know the joy of accomplishing or seeing something. So you teaching them how to walk, and they stumble or they fall, and then they start holding on to stuff, holding on to a chair, holding on to the couch, holding on to whatever they can grab, hold on to your leg. And then they want to go by themselves, and then they actually can balance. And then they can balance and take another step, and then they can do it. And then they excited about, okay, oh, this me, let me take some more steps. Let me go a little bit further. And that excitement builds through each accomplishment. Don't you know that the one that helped them gets excited just as well? The parent or the whomever helped that child to walk, they get excited right along with that child. That's what Jesus does for us. When you see him, when you realize that it's him that's right there with you. Come on, somebody. When you realize, Lord, I haven't been dealing with this alone, that you've been there all the time. Okay? I'm going to tell you a quick story about me. This is just a little quickie, okay? A week ago, it hasn't even been a week now. By the time you hear this hear this message, it will have been just a week. But a few days ago, I was coming off of the parking lot of the school that I teach at, and a car ran into me, into my door. And this, of all the days, was the last day before spring break. And I was thinking, ugh, I've been looking forward to spring break forever. Oh, I can't wait to spring break. I want to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm planning. I want to do this. I can't wait to spring break every day. I got a whole week. I can do whatever I want to. Okay, well, I got doctor's appointments. I got this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have some fun. In your mind, what you want to do in that whole week. But before you get off the parking lot, somebody runs into your vehicle. Yeah. And then you got to deal with all of the stuff that comes with an accident. And then you got to deal with their insurance. And you got to deal with, okay, you got a car that's got damage. What you going to do? I was only a few minutes from being excited about spring break. Well, God allows things to happen to carry you, to strengthen you, to build you. And then you know what he says? I'm with you always. I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah. Were you angry? Was I angry with the person that hit me? No. No, I knew I just had to deal with this situation. So I did. I had to deal with it. So we're on, not really a week later, but by the time you hear this, it'll be a week later. But yeah. And you know what? Things don't happen when you think they're supposed to happen. happen. I was thinking, okay, well, the first thing I need to get a rental car, and then I'm going to have my car, they're going to take my car and get it fixed, and I'm going to be okay, you know, don't trip, don't stress about it. It's not that quick, and it's not that easy. You got to make statements. Statements have to be made back and forth. But first, they got to get in touch with an adjuster. They got to get in touch with, you got to be able to get in touch with somebody to handle your situation. And guess what? Your situation is not the only situation that they're dealing with. You understand that? Because just before this situation, your situation, your situation was a day before a tornado came through, and 8 tornadoes was in the Missouri area. I think it was just 8. Maybe it was more than that. So your insurance company is dealing with a whole lot of issues that is far greater than what you have. All these things have to keep in mind. And so when you call them for help to get another car, it don't happen. But God takes you through. Yeah. And then, oh, it's just a whole lot. But I'm here to tell you, even when you don't plan on something happening, when you just get excited and you plan on doing what you want to do, God can take you a different direction. But yet, his promises are true. His promises are faithful. That comes with knowing God. Yeah. And so I'm here to tell you, things are working out. Have I got a rental car? Let's see, how many days? It will be 7 days since the accident. No. Haven't gotten a rental car yet. But I'm okay. Has my car gotten to the shop and fixed? No. But I'm okay. Am I able to do the things that I wanted to do on my vacation, on my spring break? No, but I've done more. I've had a greater spring break than I thought I would because of my relationship. Come on, somebody. Because of my relationship with the Lord, you see, I prayed more. He showed me more. In that time that I was still, he gave me rest when I needed to rest, y'all. Yeah. When my body needed rest. And then it helped me to enable me to be in relationship and to bless my daughter, my grandkids, my son-in-law. We had a great time. Yeah. We had a great time. That we would not have had it not been for the situation that I had to go through. I saw grandkids and I hugged them and told them I love them so much. And they said, we love you too, Granny, but God. So when my car gets fixed, it'll be fixed and it's going to be in God's timing. But everything's going to be all right. Title of our message is Knowing God. St. John 17:3. It says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is Jesus' prayer. This is Jesus' prayer. After Jesus said this, Jesus was praying because he knew his time was about up. Yeah, and so this is his prayer. He looked toward heaven, and he's praying for himself, and he's praying for us. Yeah. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you've granted him authority over all people, that he may give eternal life to all those you have given him. Yeah, that's talking about us. Okay, now this eternal life that they may know you. Now this is it right here. This is our key scripture, that they may know you, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. See, that's Jesus' prayer, that we would know him, have a relationship with him. Go to him first. Yeah. Let your thoughts and let your heart be, oh, Lord, what we going to do? Dear Lord Jesus, teach me how to serve you. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to have faith in this situation. Dear Lord Jesus, work it out for my good. Dear Lord Jesus, bless those that are all around me. Dear Lord Jesus, help somebody through this situation. Knowing God through experience is radically different than knowing about God from a theology textbook. According to the Bible, you can't say you know God unless you have experienced him. You can't say you know him unless you've had some relationship and experience with him. Let's look at Philippians. That's my bird. You might hear her talking. She wants to talk too. Philippians 3 and 8. Philippians 3, verse 8. Okay, and 10. Philippians 3, verses 8 and 10. Okay, let's start at 7. But whatever was to my profit, this is Paul's, this is the letter, his letter to the Philippians, okay? Okay, the church of Philippi. Okay, he says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Okay, here it is. Come on now. Here it is right here. What is more? I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness, of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. See, we don't put nothing ahead of him. It's all in the relationship. Paul is saying, nothing is more important than this relationship I have with Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, and being found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law. See, many times we think that, hey, yeah, you just try to do A, B, and C, do things right. What you have in your mind to do things right. That comes from the law. That's not it. See, Paul was following the law when he was persecuting Christians. He was following the law, but Paul is saying having a righteousness, not of my own, but what comes, but comes from having a righteousness in Jesus Christ, being found in Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 9 says, and being found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. Come on, y'all. There it is right there. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. We walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's the way we're supposed to walk every day. Verse 10 says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. Verse 11 says, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul is saying, I want that relationship. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know what that's like. I want to know that relationship, y'all. Yeah, that's what's important. Being able to be there for somebody, to be able to bless somebody, to be able to do above and beyond. Come on now. Being able to reach, being able to bless. Being able to comfort. Yeah. God can work through you. Now, he can work in spite of you. If you don't want to do nothing, if you set in your ways and don't want to do nothing, don't want to go nowhere, don't want to talk to nobody, don't want to relate to nobody, don't like these people, don't like that people, hate this people, hate those people. If you want to do that, you go on and do that. But God can't work in that, and he won't work in that. Biblical knowledge always involves experience. You might become discouraged because of the truth you read in the Bible, that they are much richer than you, the reality of your own experience. You know, things you've read in the Bible, believe me, they happening today. You know, they had on the news about one of the boats, the fishers, that got swallowed up by a great big fish. It was on the news. It happened. 2025. And the fish spat him out. It happened in 2025. It was on the news. Yeah. If you've not experienced God's power at work in and through your life, do not settle for secondhand knowledge. Don't do it. Don't settle for what other people tell you. You ask God for that relationship, that your relationship with him would grow stronger, that he will work and teach you. Yeah. 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 Jesus' prayer was that you would come to know God and his presence in your life and experience that. So don't discount the power of God as described in the scriptures. Simply because you may not have experienced this or you may not have experienced that. God will teach you. He will grow you. He will put you in relationships and situations you've never been in. Oh, but it's to grow you up. And you know what? You just say, yes, Lord. Get excited about knowing God. Get excited. Yeah, God performed a miracle. Even through my car that was damaged, it's still damaged. The window was down. I had the tornado was coming the next day. Had on the news, and I have a window that was all the way down in my car. So I knew I had to put some cardboard up there, and I was out there taping, putting on this extra strong tape, taping up my window, cardboard on my window for a car. And I'm thinking, I'm doing all this. Well, what about the person that hit me? Oh, well, Lord, that car wasn't even damaged. But God, it gives you strength during the difficult times. He will see you through. Yeah, I was out there one day, 2 days, 3 days, taping up a window because the window would not move, would not go up. It would, even if I pulled it, it would go up about 3 inches and then go back down. I had to tape, put cardboard every day, keep out the rain. Tornado, I was taping and taping. I looked the next day, that cardboard was still on that window opening. But God, see, you have to pray. And then that relationship, you talking to God, let him be in your conversation day by day. And guess what? When I was with my daughter, this was like maybe 4 or 5 days after the accident. We was talking. I had to take the tape off the window because it's big old cardboard. You can't see out the window. So I took the tape off and the cardboard off. I was with my daughter and I forgot. And we was talking and I pushed the button for a window to go up just by reflex. And you know what happened? The window went all the way up with no obstruction and stopped at the top. God did a great miracle for me. My daughter was right there just because of relationship. Yeah, I'm excited about knowing God as he teaches us to journey by faith and not by sight. This is Pastor Donna Evans. Keep on trusting, keep on believing, and walk by faith in God. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. God bless. Until next time.